Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about slavery in America. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. Yeah, do you know who's the one that brought slavery to America? Yes, it was white people, but which specific white person is, huh? Well, guess who? That's right, the Jew, that's who. Yes, friends, these are the people that brought slavery to America. So all these people that start talking shit, especially the black people saying about reparations and all that good stuff, you should talk to these people, but will you? I doubt it you will, but it is what it is, right? Yes, friends, I got a clip of a guy talking about this stuff, so let's bring that up, right? Yay! Yes, look at this book right here. Lovely, lovely book. It says, Kikes and the Nigger Slavery in the Old-Timey South. Yes, fun times indeed. So let's roll the clip.
So things get really deep when you look into the tiny hats and slavery. Yes, this was left out of the history.
Yeah, you could say Jews, you don't have to say tiny hat. Really, Jew is not a slur, is it? Jew? No, a slur would be like kike, fucking. I like to use the word foreskin for sakers. Yeah, something like that. But nah, Jew is not a bad word. It does sound like a dirty word, but huh? It is what it is. Anyways, let's continue.
History books, because guess who owns the history books? Those tiny hats over here. And when we look at who owned all the slaves and were the slave traders and the auctioneers?
Yeah, ain't that funny that they're the ones spewing about equality and all this other diversity bullshit, but they're the ones that were segregating people and enslaving them and all kinds of good shit. Oh, fun times indeed. You know, it'd be funny during the slave times during the ancient Egypt when they were building those fucking pyramids? They're the ones that were enslaving people, the fucking Jews. Won't that be funny? Yeah, they had nigger slavery or some fucking bullshit back in those days. Oh, ain't that funny? Well, anyways, let's continue.
Tiny hats. And who owned the newspapers? Tiny hats. And then who also created the division? Oh, I think you're starting to understand it.
Gee, I wonder what that's called. Isn't that called separate and conquer? Yes, you want people to be in small groups, because smaller piles are easier to control and take out, don't you think? Yes, if black people go away, I personally wouldn't give a flying fuck, but eh, it is what it is, so let's continue. Oh yeah, I meant divide and conquer. Same difference, right? Well, anyways, let's continue.
And then you also find about the exploitation of the slaves and how they treated people. Obviously, they're not going to tell anybody this part. And then it also gets interesting when you find out that the tiny hats were defending that they should stay slaves.
Well, that's something I do agree with the Jews. Niggers should have stayed as slaves because they are stupid as people and they're doing stupid as fucking shit. Look at all the rape, murders, and people getting stabbed and all that good shit. So yeah, niggers should have been kept in the plantation. Keep them under your thumb because they can't be free men. They should be fucking slaves because that's what they're fit for. They're too stupid to run on their own. Yeah, autonomy and niggers don't mix, so... Yeah, put them back as slaves. It's just an opinion, but what the fuck do I know? I'm just a stupid idiot, right? And remember, friends, this is for entertainment purposes only, and these are my delusionals. So yeah, if you don't like niggers to be slaves, then do better. Just an opinion, but what the fuck do I know? Let's continue.
Isn't that interesting? And people would say, no, that would never happen, really. Slave dealing was an extremely profitable business.
Yes, the Jews didn't want to lose their cash cow. They were making a shitload of money of fucking off of niggers. Yeah, weren't niggers fucking, if you adjust for inflation, it's like $100,000 every nigger that they were selling in those days. So yeah, you think that shit wanted to fucking stop? Hell no, but what the hell do I know, right? Let's continue.
And this is where it always ties back to the Rothschilds. Like I've always talked about.
Yes, the Rothschilds have been around forever and ever. So yeah, those fucking ghouls, they're just here just to fuck with us. So, yeah. And what's going to happen after the Rand War? Will that family be around? I hope not, but eh, that's just wishful thinking, I guess. Well, anyways, let's continue.
Even Malcolm X talked about this. People should look into this.
And a Negro is not anti-Semitic when he says that the man who's exploiting him in his community is white, because it is a white man who owns all the stores.
Yes, friends, these people that they're doing all this shit, they look white, their skin is white, but no, if you actually pay attention to the details, you can tell they are not white, so enjoy.
Now, is it an accident that these whites who own these stores are Jewish? If it's an accident, then the fact that he says the Jew on the corner is exploiting me isn't an anti-Semitic statement. It's just more descriptive of the man who's exploiting him.
Yes, don't you notice that Martin Luther King Jr. was the one being promoted while Malcolm X was the one being shitted on? Yeah, the simple reason is because Martin Luther King Jr. was a huge giant Zionist fucking cunt. Yes, he was pro-Israel and all that good shit. And Malcolm X was pro-Islam. He was always talking shit about the Jews. So yeah, because of that, that's why things happened the way they did. Funny shit, right? But yes, friends, don't let these people think that they could control the world, because they're trying to. That's what this Iran war is all about, because these fuckers want to take over everything and create the greater Israel and bring back their fucking Messiah, which is our Antichrist. Yes, friends, this is going to happen sooner or later unless we say no. So what's going to happen, friends? Are we going to say yes or are we going to say no? I'm hoping people say no, but who knows, right? Well, you guys be awesome, be strong, and then when shit hits the fan, which it already did, you better act accordingly. Well, goodbye.
A team! Sean!
We're going to war, soldier!
Well, you are, not me.
It's time to get boots on the ground!
It's Jeffrey's War. Are you a pathetic gooner looking for love?
Aren't we all? Well, we've got plenty of ladies.
And they're just waiting for liberation.
All you have to do is beat our challenge.
It's time to roll the die on your lives.
Let's see what these boys won. It's crippling PTSD and higher gas prices.
A brand new luxury casket.
You answered C, and you are correct.
Do you have what it takes to play with Jeff Perez?
We want you to play Jeffrey's War. Check your local TV listings.